次は文法です。
Next, we have grammar.
文法は grammar ですね。
That's right. 文法 is grammar. So, what is our first piece of 文法 today?
私の電話番号は 090-9876-5432 です。
Okay, today's grammar is not actually grammar. It's a target phrase, right? Phone numbers. So, what's your phone number, Nami-sensei? Hook it up.
私の電話番号は 090-9876-5432 です。
Is that actually your phone number?
No.
Oh man, if I call this number... Hey, everybody, do not call this number. It's probably some random person, just like a regular person. It looks like a real phone number, so it probably works. But anyway, what did you say? You said...
私の
My
電話
Telephone
番号
Number
は
Topic marker
090-9876-5432
090-9876-5432
です
Copula. Hey, your phone number is really easy to remember. In a previous lesson, we learned the numbers, right, Nami-sensei?
Right.
From 0 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mentioned there that another way of saying 0 besides 0 is maru, right?
はい。
For phone numbers, you can't say maru. It'll sound strange.
We don't usually say maru.
Like, for example, every phone number or every cell phone starts with 090. If you say maru, Q, maru, it's weird, right?
Yuanai ne, you're right.
Yeah, nobody says it. So watch out, don't say maru.
For phone numbers.
For phone numbers, yeah. But for house numbers and addresses and everything else, it's okay. Okay, we just learned how to give your phone number, but now you want to ask for a phone number. Once upon a time, in lesson 2, we learned the sentence structure...
Such and such は何ですか?
What is such and such? So, we're going to use that now to ask for your phone number.
Phone number in Japanese is 電話番号. So, 電話番号は何ですか?
That's good. But what if this person has a cell phone, a landline, and a fax machine? How would you ask them for the cell phone number?
携帯 is cell phone.
That's right.
So, we put no after it and...携帯の電話番号は何ですか?
That's the same の that has a possessive function that we learned before. It's like adding an apostrophe S to the end of the word. What is your 携帯's number?
携帯の電話番号は何ですか?
What is your cell phone number? But sometimes you might not want to know your friend's number, but your friend's friend's number.
失礼だな。
No. Hey, I don't
want to meet. You don't want my number, but you want my friend's number?
That's not what I meant, Nami-sensei. No, somebody save me. Quick. Okay.
Okay. So if you want Lori's telephone number,
that's exactly what I meant. I know you know Lori.
Lori-san の電話番号は何ですか?
That's pretty straightforward. You say the person's name, no, and then what we learned before, 電話番号は何ですか? And you don't want to know Lori's fax machine, but you want to know her cell phone number.
Lori さんの携帯の電話番号は何ですか?
That's pretty specific. Okay, let's practice by learning some of the most important phone numbers that you might need to use. Hey, your bike, you can't find it anymore. You think it's stolen.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know, you parked your bike in front of the convenience store. You went in, you got your onigiri, you came back out.No more bike.
Oh, so you want to call police then?
Yeah, I think I need to call the police. What would I do? Who would I call?
警察 is police. So, 警察の電話番号は何ですか?
What's the number for the police?
In Japan, it's 110です。
110.
はい。
And be careful because that's not a general emergency number. That's only for the police.
Ah, right.
So then, you know, I'm here, I'm doing something, and then I tripped and I broke my leg.
Oh, no.
I need an ambulance.
Ambulance is QQ.
QQ, and that's for medical emergencies, right?
はい。QQ の電話番号は何ですか?
What is it?
119です。
119. These numbers are real, by the way, guys.
Hi.
So if you really need the police, call 110. And if you really need an ambulance or medical assistance... Wait, is the fire truck different?
The fire truck is same as QQ.
So if you need medical assistance or you need a fire truck and there's a fire in your place, 119.
Right.
And if you're in America and you have any emergency at all,
アメリカのエマージェンシーの電話番号は何ですか?
That's perfect. You can just use NO to connect any sort of information about the phone number that you want. And the number is?
911 です。
911.
はい。